My assistant in Cold Bay is Lisa Fox. Are you on, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm on. You got me?
Yep. Loud and clear. She's in Cold Bay, so. And I guess to start off, you know, as everyone knows, you know, coming into a board cycle this year in February, we'll have a board fishery. So we don't have any real big changes. The June fishery, same start date as previously. The pet gill net year will start at 6 a.m. on the 7th. And then first and drift gill net will follow on the 10th at 6 a.m. We'll follow the exact same schedule. Same with July, no changes to the July schedule. We'll start our test fishery on July 1st. Do one on the, I'm sorry, on the 2nd, one on the 3rd, and one on the 5th. As long as temperatures are below the threshold, we'll start on the 6th at 6 a.m. with the first 33-hour opener in July. And if you haven't already, the table off to the side here, we've got the new stat maps for everybody, South Peninsula, North Peninsula Management Plan, a separate calendar, make it easier to look at the calendar if you'd like. And little regulation books for everybody if you need one. But those haven't changed either. The forecast for this year for pink salmon is looking actually pretty good. Total run is going to be approximately 16.5 million. The escapement is 3.3 million. And harvest estimate of approximately 13.2 million. That's the forecasted as we all know, we'll see what shows up here, and we'll base openers on that information from aerial surveys and other information that we obtain. And I'm sure a lot of folks are interested. Chinook is forecasted actually to have, I wouldn't say a really high run, but a fairly decent one. Their total early run is expected to be about 1.3 million, with a harvest estimate of 970,000, and then the late run, total run of 1.2 million, and a harvest of 967,000. So the total Chinook run is forecasted at approximately 2.5 million, with a harvest of 1.9 million. The harvest for Chinook. The forecast, as of right now, the weir's been in since, what, the 18th, I think, of May in Chinook, and they've passed 759 sockeye so far. Their first objective is June 2nd, and that ranges 2,000 to 3,500. So they're trickling along. Nothing, no large numbers so far. I've seen this really passed through the weir, but there's a good start anyway.
I
have not yet. We haven't been out yet. The weather's been kind of funky last week or so, as everybody knows. So, as soon as we can get up in the air and we get everything else squared away, we're going to start taking a look and see what's swimming around them. That's main management. I guess last year I know a lot of folks were interested in testing gear, and we're going to go with some old strategies, and we're going to maintain this. We'll allow testing of gear 24 hours before, and then will not be allowed 24 hours before, during, within 12 hours for within the fishery. But any time around that is fine for testing gear. And if you want, basically, we'd like you to test your gear between Egg Island and the north end of the runway. Is what it's been typically done. If you'd like specific coordinates, you can come get with us, and we'll square that out for you. And we have a map as well. And on another side note, we've moved our office, so I don't know if you've we're not in that brown building anymore. We're in the building right next door, the Blue Roof. So that's where we'll be at now. That brown building will hopefully come down in August. And that's kind of and I don't know how much folks are following the news, but the state is proposing a possible layoff of all state employees in July. If that happens, hopefully a temporary layoff, but we will depart the peninsula. If that happens, we'll shut down. Unfortunately, that means no commercial operations, fishing or anything like that. While we're gone, I'd be able to manage it. It won't allow us to do any sort of work whatsoever with state facilities. So I encourage folks to talk to their representative.
One more.
I'm sorry?
One more.
Yeah.
How is that affected, like, by the preset schedule? If you're not there to announce the schedule that's already set into place, then it can't happen? Is that what you're saying, or?
Well, July, yes, it is a schedule, but it's still an emergency order.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So if you're not there,
we're not there to do it, then, yeah, I mean, I'll lose my email address until we get back to you. So there won't be any contact.
It
June is not. June's not an issue. The layoff will take off. It takes part on July 2nd.
Does that have to do with the immature thing?
It's the management. You know, there's no one there to manage, and there's who can't implement it. Just a kind of heads up, so it's not a big surprise when it happens. We're not anticipating it, hopefully, to happen before the legislature will get
it. Yes, it 5 days a week, like before. Monday morning until Friday. Then it's off again.
I guess the main reason I wanted to have this meeting was to meet all the meet our new staff, and we have a lot of community documents as well. And if there's any questions or concerns you guys have, we're here.
Are you familiar with this part of the country down here? Not too much. This is pretty much new country for me. I've been flying around Koya since 1993. So,
Well, you can take me. I'll go with you. Make sure you get the right statement. Look down here. I know it's like a pretty good spot.
Yeah, I'm not new yet, so I've been around, but this is my
I can see. I can see the darn not the blue guys flying the sunny beach.
Does anyone online have any questions?
Yes, I do, Matt. This is Tom Albert in Falls Pass. I missed your answer to the established weekly fishing periods in July. If the state does shut down, is that going to affect that?
Yes, it will. The weekly fishing periods that we have in July are still established by emergency order. Every single one. It's not a set thing. These are the schedule in July is a guideline and regulation, and we've set it up in a way to meet the requirements.
I guess my question was for the North Peninsula, not the South Peninsula.
I believe the weekly fishing periods. I would have to double check on with some folks on that, but I would imagine if there's nothing to manage, no one to manage the fishery, we're probably going to have to close everything down.
Okay, but those are in regs already. Those that area is in regs for 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. and it's not emergency order.
No, I understand. Like I said, I can get back to you and I'll double check on that, but you know, we still monitor the harvest and we still monitor escapements, and things do change if things aren't meeting escapement levels as well.
How about Bristol Bay? I mean, they shut down too.
That's a good possibility. I know in the news, in the ADN, there was, they do propose possibly leaving some staff on, but everything is up in the air. We actually have probably more questions than we have answers at this point as to what's going to happen exactly.
Yeah, I don't think the state would want to leave one area open and close the rest of the area.
A way above my pay grade. It's looking at, I mean, the only thing that they're looking at preserving statewide is public safety, health, and the other one is
protective services or something like that.
Yeah, protective services, safety, health.
Oh, but you can.
Any other questions? Yeah, I don't know if you heard. Like I said, I mean, at this point, there's definitely a lot more questions that we have answers for with regards to this layoff at this point, but I just wanted everyone to have it brought to their attention so that it's not a big surprise if things like if something does happen like it did with the federal government several years ago. Hopefully they'll resolve this before July, which is the beginning of our next fiscal year, and it won't be an issue at all.
So, Mark, right?
Yes.
You've been a spotter pilot for Fishing Game before you come down here?
No, I spotted Fishing Quita.
Oh, you did, okay. First spotter pilot.
Yeah. No, this is my first season on Fishing Game.
Okay. Have you ever counted them? A little over salmon,
looks
yep. Yeah. Yeah. Spotted fish. Herring and salmon. Oh. I can see fish.
Okay. Yeah. I made money.
Anything else? Lisa, do you have to add it? You want to add anything?
No, I think you guys pretty much covered it. I mean, I think I'll be buying as much as I can and then reporting numbers back until they tell me to go home, right?
Yep.
Okay. You guys, no more questions or?
What day would you guys be taking off?
Well, the official layoff day would be July 2nd. We would have to leave here probably before that just because we wouldn't be able to use any state aircraft by that date. So it would be before July 2nd if that happens.
About the fish bug, you actually count the fish, right?
I do count the fish.
So
yeah, the bug is flying with me.
Yep. Yeah, myself, Charlie, and Lisa, we all fly with the pilot and we do the estimating and scanning. Yeah.
Hey, I can count for you.
Yeah.
No, statewide or just Peninsula Bristol Bay?
For what?
Shutdown statewide.
It's statewide.
It's almost hard to believe that it ever happened because of the economic impact it would have on the whole state.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Every single year I'm up on a hill somewhere. It's ridiculous. You guys up here, you know, the creek, you guys get up to 250,000 every single year. That's maximum you that you put in there. There's three major streams in there. And at the first ridge, that one hill at the first ridge can hold 100,000 by itself. It's over 30 feet deep. Uh-huh. that tractor for years, and I'm full out here for 32 years, and I look at when that stream was full, there's a half a million fish there, I'm just 31. You know, Chris, I just want to burn it back.
Okay, well that wraps up the meeting there for the pre-salmon season meeting from the Department of Fish and Game. Some of the highlights that came out of that one is just a notification that if you were not aware, the state is heading towards a shutdown right now if something does not change in the operating budget status for the state. The legislature needs to agree on a operating budget that the governor will sign. And if that does not happen, there will be a government shutdown and a layoff of all employees of the state in July. That will include Department of Fish and Game people. And so that will mean a shutdown of our fishery in July if there is not an operating budget in place for the state. So contact your representative today. That is Lyman Hoffman and Bryce Edgman. They are in the state and House representative for our area. And let them know that we would like to see the fisheries stay open throughout the whole summer. Well, that does it for that meeting. It's going to be posted here on our website, apradio.org, in just a few moments. So here's the native news for today, Friday, and then we'll have a little Willie Nelson, Randy Travis, Alabama, and Chris Christopherson. That one's going out to me. The Randy Travis is going out to Amy Mack. But here's the native news for today. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Citizens of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe will soon have their say on changing enrollment rules. Leaders have decided.